Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. Today we have our very first guest on the show. Take a listen. So student loans are back. We talked about that a couple episodes ago with interest resuming in September. And now that it's October, most people, their payments will be starting. So if you graduated 2020, 2021, 2022, your payments are resuming. And those that graduated in 2023, you still have a little grace period to about December. But the bottom line is student loans are back. And so I brought on my good friend, Trey Burcham. And so we're excited to have him. And so Trey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I'm honored to be here. I work at a local credit union here in Memphis, Tennessee. I am the digital branch manager there. I've been working there for about 5 years. I started off as a teller, worked my way up. Kind of through the ranks. I was the training coordinator. Now I'm the digital branch manager. So I'm over a lot of things, and I'm over a team of about 7 people there at the credit union. I got married about a year and a half ago, graduated from college in December of 2021. So I know all about the student loan payments, and me and my wife, we're currently on baby step 2 in the Dave Ramsey baby steps. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's super exciting because not only do I value what you have to say today, but we have been friends for a while now. And a funny story about Trey is he was actually a counselor at our church beach camp, and he was my counselor. And it's just funny, now we're looking back, we always look back and how everything has just worked out. We've become super good friends. He's actually my best man in my wedding. And so I'm honored to have you on the podcast, and I want to talk about what you said. You and your wife, you're on baby step 2. Kate and Kendall, they're really good friends, and for a while we were in baby step 2 together. And I don't want to tell too much of your story. I'll let you do that. But most of your loans or your debt was student loans, and so that's really what I want to talk about. So tell us about your situation, what kind of debt y'all had, and just give me a little insight on that.
Yeah, so Kate and I, we got married, and before we got married, we kind of sat down. We were looking at finances, of course, as any engaged couple probably does, to try to figure out, okay, how we're going to make this thing work. And as we were looking, you know, the debt really was just kind of staring us in the face there. It was a pretty large amount, and all of it was really from my school. We did have Kate's car that we had to pay off, but actually leading up to the wedding, because we did this while we were engaged, we had started saving money. And our first goal as an engaged couple was we were going to have enough money to pay her car off at the time of the wedding. So we got married right after we got back from the honeymoon. We paid off her car, and then all we had left was my student loan. So and we're currently still paying on it, but we're getting closer and closer to the finish line. So looking at that, I think just motivated us to really, we want to knock this out. We want to have a life of peace and a life of freedom. And that's really the first step, I think, with finances is to start there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so obviously those listening to this show, and you know this, Trey, that, hey, we follow the baby steps. It's me and you always joke that we wish we would have come up with these 7 baby steps, because one man took 7 easy principles, common sense principles, and he is now making millions off of that. And we always joke, yeah, I wish we would have done that. But what got y'all, or how did y'all find out about the baby steps? How'd you find out about Dave Ramsey, financial peace? How'd that all get started?
Honestly, it's a good question. We think about that a lot, because something just changed out of nowhere, really. I used to use a credit card all the time. I thought about leveraging debt a lot to do a lot of different things. And I think I just kind of found out about Dave all of a sudden. It might have been from you or just discovering him on YouTube, or maybe even here at church through the FPU classes that were provided here. But we found out about Dave, and the principles just really clicked and connected with me. I thought about how, you know, I have this these goals that I want to achieve. And, you know, there's certain things that like debt that could stand in the way from doing that. And so by finding Dave and these seven baby principles, they have really helped us to start a track on our life that I think is going to be good, and we're going to be able to leave a legacy behind us, hopefully. So it just kind of happened out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of for me, because, you know, I always tell people, I took his class in high school, and then I really just, I think it goes back to, I started listening to the podcast, and I really started to realize, oh, like, what this dude was saying, like, hey, if I actually start doing this now, you said it best, you're going to be able to start to leave a legacy and really start thinking about that. And most people our age, they were both part of the Gen Z crowd. And most people our age, they are not doing this. They're not on a plan. They're not trying to pay off their student loans. You got a lot of people waiting for Uncle Joe to pay off their student loans. And that we both know that that's not going to happen. And so you said, Kate, y'all paid off her car, and then the rest were your loans. So, how much of student loans did you have?
Yeah, so my wife, she's a lot smarter than me in the sense of she went to school debt free, so yep. Which is so good. So we got married, and it was just my student loan debt, and we had $50,000 in student loan debt coming out. As a married couple, newly wed, you know, yeah. And so, which compared to some people is really not as much as some people have, right?
Yep.
But for us, it was a lot. I mean, it is a lot for anybody. But so yeah, 50,000 coming out of mine. Kate had zero, so yeah,
Okay. So $50,000. Now, I guess I wish Kate was here because I would love to ask her this question. But I'll ask you, what are her thoughts? When you said you started when you're engaged, looking at finances, what is her thoughts bringing in $50,000 to the marriage?
Yeah, you know, it was, as any just great godly wife like she is, she was just on board to say, hey, you know, what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. We're coming in this together, so we're going to tackle it together. And from the very start, she was on board, and she was like, we'll do whatever it takes to get this paid off. And, you know, she didn't have the attitude of, that's your debt, you know, and kind of a resentment. We were on the same team from the very beginning, which I think has helped us to have a lot of success in tackling baby step two and paying off this debt over the last year and a half. So really, she was amazing in just sitting down and saying, hey, this is, maybe we can sell some things. Maybe we can pick up another job. Maybe we can, what kind of trade or what kind of thing can we do to help bring in more income to get more debt? What can we cut back on, whether it's food, whether it's spending, you know, whatever it is, to cut back to get this debt taken care of?
Yeah, that's awesome, because that was the same thing with Kendall. We were trying to figure out, hey, where can we cut back on? Because we decided that we're going to tackle this as a team. And that's one thing that I really harp on when I meet with couples, when I meet with clients, is, hey, it doesn't matter if you want to pay off this debt, if your husband or your wife doesn't want to do the same thing. If you're not aligned in your goals, like, nothing is going to work out. It's not going to work, because this plan, these baby steps require you to be on a team, doing it together. And you, speaking of cutting out unnecessary expenses, what did that look like? Were you, and how much? And tell me some of the sacrifices that y'all have made. Obviously, you're still on baby step two. What kind of sacrifices have you made along this journey?
Well, the biggest sacrifice we have made is, and this was actually Kate's idea, but I was fully on board with it. I thought it was great, was we decided we're not going to go on any trips that we had to pay for until we are debt-free, which we're still in the process of becoming, right? And so, which, you know, we've kind of had a battle with some things through that, but it's been good, I think, because before knowing about the baby steps, before coming into this, it was just, oh, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. If we don't have the money, we'll put it on the credit card. That's fine. Whatever. You know, that was my mindset coming in. But then after being turned on to the baby steps, it's no, if you don't have the money to pay for it, then we don't go, right? If you don't have the money to buy it, you don't buy it. So with that, that was probably the biggest sacrifice we've made. But even going off that a little more, talking about, you know, if you don't have the money, just still buy it before coming into the baby steps, you know, that stopped. It's we sit down every month, we budget every single dollar out, whether that's groceries, whether that's restaurants, whether that's fun money. And, you know, that's probably the biggest sacrifice we've had is restaurants, is when the money's out in the restaurants, we're not going out to eat anymore.
Yep.
And then when you get this amount of fun money every month, and then when that fun money's gone, you're done, you know. And that's another big sacrifice, is because we live in a culture where if you want it, you just get it, right? And it doesn't matter. And then that's how we were living before becoming a married couple. And to come in and then change that style of thinking is another sacrifice that we made.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I think that is one thing that I really wanted people to hear, is that along this journey, we always talk about, hey, you're going to be at baby step 7, which is where you have zero debt, your house is paid for, but that takes time, and that also takes sacrifice. And that vacation is one of the biggest things that hurts people, because y'all got married back in March of 22, and we are now in 2023, and you're still working on paying off these student loans, and you haven't taken a trip. And I know, looking down the road, like, hey, you want to start going on vacation, but tell us about, talk about your feelings of how, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how freeing it is to be able to eventually be able to go on a vacation, and that vacation not come back home with you, because you're not putting it on a credit card and you're paying for it up front, and you're paying for it when you have the cash to actually pay for the trip. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so if you save the money up to go on a trip instead of not having the money and still deciding to go, like you said, that when you come home from that trip, the trip comes home with you. It's mm-hmm. There's a weight. You're kind of haunted by that, because now you have to pay for the things that you didn't pay for while yep. you were there, you know. And so essentially just brings more stress. Like you said, it's a freeing thing to say, you know what, we're going to save up for this trip. You know, you can set a goal, set a timeline, something that's achievable that will help you get some momentum to get it done. And then also with that is it just makes the trip so much better, I think, too, is because you've earned it in a sense, and like it means more, it's more, you know, significant to you. And so that's, you know, something we've been thinking about, we're talking about, because we're almost debt-free, we're almost to that finish line, and we're already thinking, like, we're planning, we're yeah. like, you know, once we become debt-free, this is how much we got to save to go on a trip here, and then we're trying to get there as quickly as we can, because it has been a year and a half of, you know, no trips. And as a newlywed couple, you see all these, you know, it's like, oh, you get married, go travel, go do all this with your spouse, you know, and seeing that on social media and just hearing that from people. And it's like, no, we got to remember, we're working towards a goal. We don't want to, like you said, you know, go on a trip and then bring that trip back home with us yep. at the end. We want to be in a spot where we have financial peace and financial freedom to do whatever we want, whenever we want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So another thing, you know, we don't want it to sound like that this plan is super easy. Everyone will have setbacks. Something's going to come up. Do you have any, or have y'all had any unexpected financial setbacks while trying to stay on plan, staying on track to pay off this debt? Have y'all had anything come up? And, if you have, like, what does that look like? How has that helped your marriage, or what has that done with your marriage? Everything like that.
Yeah, so I think, well, first of all, we definitely have had some setbacks. That's just life. I mean, anything, you're going to have some setbacks in life. And so we've got this goal, we've got this plan financially to achieve this. And one setback was we had to get new tires for Kate's car. That was kind of unexpected. We also had to get some new brake pads for her car that we thought were going to be free, ended up not being free, you know, and things like that. So we had to adjust the budget and pay for it. But I really think financially, you know, running into these hiccups along the way, one thing that helps is baby step number one, right? Mm-hmm. It's baby step one for a reason.
Yep.
You have $1,000 saved up as a starter emergency fund, and you can cover almost a minor, you know, emergency that pops up with $1,000. There's nothing so far in a year and a half that we've come across that has not, that we haven't been able to cover with our baby step one emergency fund. And so, you know, with that, that helps a ton. But also, you know, in those hiccups and those moments where we run into roadblocks along the way, it's remembering and staying together on a team and saying like, hey, we're in this together. We're just going through something right now. We'll get it taken care of. We'll get back on track and we'll just keep trucking along, you know, because, you know, we've been talking so far and I love exactly what you said. It's not easy and it is hard to follow the baby steps and achieve this goal of financial peace and financial freedom. And so with that being said, you know, it takes time and consistency. In anything in life, I think time and consistency is going to help you, but especially with your money and with this plan. You got to put the time in each month to sit down, have your budget, and then commit to it, but also the consistency of every month we're going to do this, every month we're going to continue to stay on track. Even when these roadblocks and these hiccups come in the way, know our time and consistency and that discipline there overrules anything that might sway you to the left or to the right. So it helps you to stay on track and stay focused.
Yeah, that's good talking about being disciplined. And that I think that's one thing that y'all have done very well over the past year and a half is, hey, you've been very disciplined. When you said this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do. Hey, we're going to pay off this debt. We're not going to go on vacation. That's what we're going to do. And so it's building that discipline. And I talk about that all the time of you have to be disciplined to do this. And I love what you said a little while ago about you seeing other people going on vacation. And obviously y'all are a year and a half in marriage and you got to go on your honeymoon. And that was great. Coming back, y'all knew, y'all had already decided, hey, we're not going to go on vacation. And how do you think that has affected your marriage, good or bad? So do you think that you've missed out on these years?
No, we don't think we've missed out. I don't think we've missed out. You know, however, there are times where I love that, you know, I do have Kate who is completely on board and we are a team because there are moments where I get down. And then there's moments where she gets down. But the good thing is we're hardly ever, or we never really have been down at the same time. So when I'm getting, you know, down about, oh, we haven't been on a trip, I really want to go somewhere, she's like there pulling me back together, like, get it together, we're on track to, you know, to become financially free. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know, and vice versa. We help each other out in that way. But no, I don't think we've missed out. And we have to remind each other that, you know, we are sacrificing for a short amount of time. It's been a year and a half, you know, in a way that's a long time, but in the grand scheme of life, it's really not that long. So we always try to look at the bigger picture of we're sacrificing right now for the first year and a half of our marriage so that we can have a lifetime of freedom. So that then we can travel and do whatever we want after this year and a half. So that helps us, again, you know, to be there for each other as a team. I think that is what really, for me and Kate, has helped us so much is that we do build each other up and we're on the same page about this plan.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, we've talked about that a lot, is just being a team, doing this together. When you do that, I mean, you can achieve great things. And, you know, we've also talked about this off the show as well about, you know, we are doing something very countercultural and doing this, living a life with no debt, not using, not leveraging debt like you talked about. Have you had, or either one of y'all, you or Kate, have y'all had any resistance from others about the way y'all are handling your money? And if you have, if you could share a little bit about that, because I run into that all the time. People, I start talking about the way that I do things and people think I'm crazy. And then 3 months later, they come back and they say, hey, man, like, how are you doing that? So yeah, if you have anything like that.
Yeah, we have. We've run into some resistance from some friends, also from a few family members, you know, and it's good. It's good conversations to talk about differencing of opinions, you know, and things, and tell them where we're coming from, you know, because not only are we doing this because, yes, I think it does. I believe and have seen there's millions of people who can testify that it leads to financial peace and financial freedom. But also, and you and I have talked about this, Will, off of the show too, but I believe this is truly the biblical way to handle your finances, to yep. not leverage debt. You've shared a lot of scripture on here mm-hmm. about different verses that apply to money, you know, and I think to be able to live and give the way that, you know, Kate and I want to and the way you talk about on the show is, you know, it starts with the baby steps and living those things out. And so, you know, running into people, though, some friends, you know, there are, I am in the financial world, you know, as a credit union employee. And so some of my coworkers and friends, you know, we talk about things up there and I tell them the path that we're on and try to tell them like, hey, I believe this is the right thing to do. And, you know, in the same way, they think I'm crazy sometimes or like, how are you ever going to do anything? You know, yep. it's, and I have to just remember, you know, I believe what I'm doing is right. I think it's biblical and stay on the track. Try to bring people with me if I can, but ultimately, you know, I can make my own decisions and they can too. And we need to respect that, you know, so.
Yep. And that's what I tell people all the time is, hey, if you can do you, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do.
Right.
But if you want my advice, if you want my help, and because, you know, I always say this, the way I help people is if I woke up in their shoes, this is what I would do. And this whole baby steps thing, this isn't me just telling you about them and like saying, hey, you do this, then I'm going to do that. No, like I'm doing this exact same thing. So when I'm telling my clients and stuff about the baby steps or walking through different situations, hey, this is what I'm doing as well. And so, but at the end of the day, like you said, they're going to do what they want to do. But I think one of the cool things is when those people come back and then they're like, okay, I know I called you crazy. I know I thought that it didn't even make sense, but how are you doing that? Because people see that financial freedom that you're living. And especially as you were paying off that debt, when you start telling people, oh, yeah, we paid off $50,000 plus Kate's car, people are going to look at you like, man, how did you do that? And so that would be my question. How did you pay off, or how are you paying off all of this debt?
Yeah, so I think it starts with the budget. Each month we sit down, we look at the budget, and you know we decide. We've kind of got it down now because we've been doing it for about a year and a half. Yeah. So we're like, you know, we need this amount of money onto debt every month. So where, you know, we kind of got our plan down. But what we did is we'd say, okay, where can we cut from? What can we take out? Can we cut some from restaurants? Can we cut down on our fun money? Can we do this or do that? You know, to get to a certain goal on what we're throwing onto debt because we want to put as much on debt as we can. And so we start there and we're working through our debt together that way. But so yeah, that's kind of been the key to success on that. We've picked up, we've started babysitting and nannying and like, house sitting, dog sitting for people. We do that all the time. We've kind of got three or four families that kind of rotate us in and out whenever they're out of town. And so it's funny. It's like on the weekends, we're getting a little getaway from the mm-hmm. house. You know, we're not going yep. on vacation, but we're getting a little different scenery, you know?
Yeah, that's
so,
awesome.
And we take all of that money, everything that we earn there, and we throw it on debt. Any bonuses that I've gotten, that goes straight to debt because that was unexpected income. So we don't add that into the budget. We just throw it straight to the debt.
Yep.
You know, and every little piece like that, every piece of extra income we can get, we throw it onto the debt. And that's helped us pay off a lot of debt over the last year and a half so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've really appreciated you sharing this because, I mean, money isn't something that people always want to talk about. And some people kind of shy away, and especially when you start talking about you having tens of thousands of debt, it's some people are ashamed of that, even though most Americans are walking around with some kind of debt. I mean, there's $1.6 trillion of student loan debt, $1.5 trillion of car loan debt, over $1 trillion of credit card debt. So there's a very slim amount of people that actually have no debt, and that's something that we're both trying to do. I wanted people to really hear from someone else other than me that's actually walking this plan out, that's actually winning, because the end goal is to have financial peace, financial freedom, and to no longer be chained by the system, because what we are doing is countercultural, and people can get chained very easily trying to leverage debt, taking out too many student loans that they can't afford. I mean, there's so many things out there that are going to try and look very flashy to you, but at the end of the day, they don't have the best interest out for you. And that's one thing that I'm hoping that this show is doing for other people. So Trey, do you have anything else that you want to add? Don't feel like you have to, but if you have anything else that you want to say, feel free.
Yeah, one thing I would say, and I said it earlier, but I just really want to make sure that you guys understand this, is that the plan is simple, but it's not always easy. It does take sacrifice, and we talked about that today, you know, but what this plan is, it does take time and it takes consistency. Mm-hmm. You're doing that gazelle intensity, so you're throwing everything you can at the debt. You're saving your emergency fund to start. You know, me and Kate have been doing this. We've been at it for a year and a half, and I'd be lying if I didn't say that there were times where we were up and down, you know. But the thing is that you got to keep your eye on the prize and remember submitting to the plan. Saying, hey, this plan has worked for millions of people. It's worked for you, Will. It's working for me right now, you know, and I can't wait to get to the point where I'm on other baby steps. But guys, submitting to the plan, putting in the time, staying consistent, and sacrificing, that is the key to living this out, really. And so from someone who's in it with you, and you are too, Will, but,
yep.
You know, guys, you can do it. You got to have belief, though. It's not listening to your broke cousin's neighbor who tells you, you know, though, this is what you need to do with your life. No, you know, most of the people in the world, they are living paycheck to paycheck. They are broke and they have all these problems, you know, so you need to do something different in order to get different results. And you say this all the time, Will, but hearing coming from somebody else, guys, you know, I hope you hear it in my voice, but you can do this. Stick to the plan, submit to it, put the time and consistency in, and you'll have financial freedom and financial peace in your life too.
Yep. Yeah, man, I don't think I could have said it any better. And so, hey, if you're out there listening and you're like, man, okay, I've been listening to this show, but it's been going in one ear and out the other. And but if that's you and you finally decided, hey, you want to take the next step of learning about this, reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at I'm Will Evans. You can always have something in the show notes for you to reach out to me. Do that. If you want to help me out, you can always share the show. That is one of the best ways to help me out. It's a free way to help me out. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything. You just got to hit the like, share, and subscribe button, whatever you're listening on, the follow button, and share it with people. Share it with your coworkers, your family members. I would love to have this show be a light for others and for it to be a inspiration for others to do what Trey and I have done, to work these baby steps and to trying to achieve financial peace. And, you know, we had Trey here, but we can't ever forget Ben. We always have Ben in studio with us. He's making this show run. He's the one that always makes it sound great. But remember, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.